guess we're on. So it's Saturday, and every week it gets more interesting as far as I'm concerned. As I said, I've stayed with the topic, what have we got to lose? Because as I've repeated from when I started this broadcast, I believe in our country. I believe in what we started almost 250 years ago, the official start. We've been in the country different ways before that. But we decided we wanted something different, the Founding Fathers. So I'm not changing the title, but we're going to keep going on other subjects. We're going to talk about different things that are going on. But I've been watching as much as I can because I can't just sit there and watch every word, especially when I recognize there's repetition. Let me just say this. As I said, I've served. I'm a veteran. And I believe I said when I was 18 and had to register for the draft, I decided I would volunteer and go in. My country deserved my service for what they give me, the freedom to live, to earn, to do whatever, to educate myself. We have such a rich environment that we're losing if we don't follow what's going on. So when they come to me and people, if I say I'm a veteran, they say, oh, thank you for your service. And I actually say to a lot of them, I said, it isn't just me that serves. We have a lot of people who serve. For example, there are a few million people that are part of our government employees. This country does not run by itself. When it's properly staffed and properly set up, as I've talked about in a prior podcast, the current president's been hollowing out our government. He doesn't want people doing what they are supposed to do to keep our country running. He doesn't look at it and adjust it. He just doesn't want to talk to anybody extra. As he's said, he's a genius. He knows everything. We will talk about how brilliant this genius is and where some of the money gets taken out of the budget so that they can squirrel it back into his pockets when we talk about what happened with his great border fence, where he's taken billions of dollars away from our military and the children who are there on bases. So service to the country. I've also said before, we have approximately 500 some odd congressional people between the 100 or so senators and the 400, I believe it's 438, maybe I'm off by 102, of our House of Representatives. So that's almost 550 people at almost a couple of hundred thousand dollars a year. They are there to serve our country, to either represent you or represent your state, but for the purpose of our national government, so that we can grow and prosper and have what we need. That's not what they're doing. When they go home too often to collect things, and that's election laws, which we've been arguing about for years, where they should just give them time to election, have their debates, and nobody should fund anything. Period. Do it on a local level, and then we'll do it national. There are ways we can deal with this other than the way it gets done. They are there to serve us. I have been in Washington many times in my life, as I pointed out. However, what I do note is that we have a Congress now that is not there serving all Americans and stuff. They're serving interests that cover them. They try and move in lockstep. It's like when Hitler set up his own SS Corps. So within the government, he's got a group that is only there for him. You've watched movies, the same themes are always out there. Be it Avatar, where they find the planet that has some great stuff that people who have money say they could mine it and make a ton of money out of it. So they want to subjugate the local natives. Avatar is like a cowboy and Indian movie, if you think about it. We cannot continue to allow this to happen. We need things, but we have to do it properly. We have to recognize how when we use certain elements that we may be depleting things that we will need in the future. So I consider anybody in Congress, forget their staff, but definitively the people that have the title of senator or representative, they are there to serve our country, not to serve their party. They tend to break in parties because of what's been going on. We get people who polarize the place. And I'm happy that they're fighting it now that after 2 years of this president that I consider totally invalid under law, that they are trying to fight. Let's look at what's going on. They are looking at Trump's positions and they're just covering it. He's got his counsel, you got the managers from the Senate. Understand that the Senate had to decide to make what's called an impeachment inquiry and make it formal and then vote on articles to pass on to the House of Representatives to pass on to the Senate. The Senate, in effect, is not meeting as a deliberative body. We all say, and I'm proud of it, that we have the greatest deliberative body on the planet. They're supposed to talk to each other, to hash things out for our benefit. That's what those 100 guys are there for. 100 people, shouldn't be all guys. Bottom line is, when it's passed to them, the ball doesn't get across the goal line. You don't score till you've treated it. Now, that is like a trial. What the Senate does normally is not like a trial. They meet, they discuss, they vote on things. They are now actually as a jury. So when the top jurist, Mitch McConnell, tells you that he's working in lockstep with the president who's the defendant, the guy who's being impeached, in any other trial court in our country, they would take Mitch McConnell and kick him out of the trial room. He'd have to recuse himself because he's working with the defendant. How can he vote on anything? So think about that. The votes that they took, Mitch McConnell's vote should not even count. And I think under our laws, maybe somebody smarter than me, one of our brilliant law professors, would file that suit. I don't have the money. I don't have the background. But to me, it's quite clear. Then you have the idea of recusing. Under our legal system, because this is a trial. This is not deliberating and passing a law and deciding what amendments and stuff. It's a trial. So during a trial, they recuse people, including on a Supreme Court, when they hold a trial, if they have any interest. Let's say they own stock in a company or they formed a company. You step back. That's the fairness in our laws and our rules, the way we've always operated. So let's think about this. I want to point out, John Bolton is a citizen. He's had decades of career. As hawkish as he is, as much as I might disagree with his points, I agree that he has a right to be heard. So the man says, I want to be heard. This is the first time any impeachment for a judge or a president or anybody has had no witnesses and no documents. So you listen to the nonsense coming from the counsels that are defending the president's side. What are they saying? They said, well, they read all the testimony of the 17 witnesses they had. They showed you clips of the documents. When you have a trial, unless you put it to the court and enter it into evidence, it's not evidence. It's not a witness. It's just watching a movie. So they've had no witnesses. They even got so ugly as to talk about the Mueller investigation and said there are thousands of pages and all these witnesses. They discredited it. So understand that John Bolton, just like the president's counsel, they're not witnesses. They weren't sworn in to be witnesses. So whatever they're saying is whatever they want to deliver. A good actor wants to convince you of something. They give a good presentation. John Bolton's doing the same thing in public. The New York Times is saying they've seen this in his book, his draft. John Bolton has said that he's been in the room with the president, and guess what? Pat Cipollone, I believe is his name, who's the president's attorney. Here's another man who shouldn't be in there telling us what's happening or how we should look at this, because he should be recusing himself. You've got Lindsey Graham has been in the room. Everybody should file a motion to discredit what just happened in the Senate, because they're operating as a trial and a jury, and they've had people who are fact witnesses that can't be telling you what's going on, they should be recusing themselves. So some of the Senate has fallen in that category. If you eliminate Mitch McConnell, who is getting instructions from the White House by his own admission, from the defendant, he doesn't count. That's one vote less on that side. And then if you take out a few other senators like Lindsey Graham, who's been in the middle of some of this stuff that happened with the Ukraine, he doesn't count. So the vote is actually invalid as far as I'm concerned. You may see cases, they're talking about it because they never had anything like this. We have people who are trying to grab power. And what the Senate doesn't understand, they think they're going to have power and this president's going to work with them. He has stated that, one, I blanket will send you no witnesses. I blanket will send you no documents. I have the authority as I read it. When you allow him to not take one witness, even if you want to acquit him at the end, you have just told him that you agree with him. And give him a couple of months and he'll be saying, Mitch, I don't care what you think. You just agreed with me. I have the power to do what I want. And if you don't think he's going to do that, and you could look back at Hitler, you could look back at other dictators, this is what they've done. Slowly they take rights away. So I have my alter ego here today. I'd like some of the topics to come out. There are other things I'll talk about and interject. But I want you all to understand, what have we got to lose? I kept the title because I saw this happening. It's like watching a storm brew on the horizon. The storm is starting to end up on top of all of us. And sad enough, you can almost look, everybody likes The Walking Dead. It wasn't something I liked to watch. But The Walking Dead was like we've been invaded by zombies and we all have to fight for our life. Let me let my alter ego start discussing some of the topics, but please, let's all pay attention to what's going on. It's our government. And by the way, Tracy Hughes in Vegas, I want to say thank you for listening and everybody who's out there. But I want you to talk to your friends after we're done. Discuss this, okay? This is not Democrat or Republican. This is Americans fighting for their country, as far as I'm concerned. So also, I'm trying something new where they can not pass me notes on the floor. So I'm seeing different things. I'll get to them when they're up and I can read them. But just bear with us. It's a simple setup. So let me let my alter ego start to talk. You'll hear a nicer voice.
Well, good morning. Good morning. It's always so good to be here. This is your alter ego speaking. I do want to extend a little bit on what the host was speaking of this morning. I really want everybody in the audience, people, listen, if you can go and see Avatar and you can read porn and you can do all this stuff, you can educate yourselves a little bit. If you don't, you will go the way of many countries prior to Trump and now during the Trump era, total dictatorship. We are in a police state right now as I speak. Please go to your constitution. Please read the articles on impeachment, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 6 and 7. It states the following. It provides for the president, the vice president, and all civil officers shall be removed from office for and conviction of treason, bribery, and other high crimes and misdemeanors. I got to tell you, for anybody that remembered the Bill Clinton impeachment, I was young, but I paid attention because if you don't pay attention, people can run wheelies around you. So having sex with a consensual adult constituted high crimes and misdemeanor. Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell's, that's what you guys said. But bringing down the country, lying, cheating, corruption, manipulating our election does not constitute high crimes and misdemeanor. What world are we living in today? If you don't pay attention, people, and this is what the Republicans just did yesterday, they've decided from day one, and they told us, I appreciate their honesty. They said it from the very beginning. They were going to work with the president. They were going to let him go. No big deal. But you know what? Hitler did the same thing. He pretended to be in favor of the labor unions in Germany. when Enon destroyed it and took power, he started saying, let's make Germany great again, because we know that Trump does not have any original thought whatsoever. He stole that saying yet again. Let's make Germany great again. And you know why he did that? Because we were suffering the depression all over the globe. People got desperate, as we normally do as humans. We stand for nothing, most of us. We get scared and we run like little animals all over the place and become, you know, very tribalistic. So he used that to take control of the government. Then he took control and said, the media is fake, it's bad, they're against me. So then he broke that down. Then he made sure that he systematically destroyed organizations, recruited young people, and had the young people go against their parents. And once he took total control, now Germany, which used to be a democratic country at that moment in time, became a dictatorship. He made sure he got rid of industries and companies and telling the Germans, buy Germans, German products. Got rid of all the businesses the Germans had outside of the country. And guess what? They then had nothing. They couldn't make enough money to buy anything. And they broke the country where he took control and created, just like Trump, his paramilitary army. You have got to pay attention to history, and you have to pay attention to what, not just Trump, it started with the Tea Party movement. The Republican Party started this. Push when John McCain was running for president and picked a woman out of Alaska who is just nasty, mean, a racist in every single way, even when against women in her own state, women who were being raped. So being a woman doesn't mean that they're going to be nice to the rest of the public. I want women to get off that beat, because anybody who doesn't believe in keeping our country alive will stand together, as we have seen in the Senate. The few women in the Senate and the one black guy in the Senate have no original thought. They are locked in step with their party, and they do not care what they're doing to the country.
Let me just say, so we can further bring this home, I'm gonna let Alter Ego continue on this, but the Great Recession, that we called it, at the end of the Bush era into the beginning of Obama, when Obama started to run, the reason that people were so upset, it was the same as my alter ego saying was in Germany. Think of it, during the Depression in Germany, if it costs you a million marks to buy a loaf of bread, aren't you disgusted and you can't even get a job? So when people get desperate, somebody comes along and says, I'm gonna take care of you, Germany for Germans. Same thing. You get the people coming out and saying, let's make this better. Let's make us great. A recession, a depression, they're a financial thing to deal with, period. Let me allow my alter ego to continue, but focus on what they use when people are hurting to take control.
And answering what the host just said, it's very intriguing, because this man came into power after President Barack Obama fixed what happened under President Bush. It would have been interesting to see what the hell he could have done for the country if he had came in when the economy had collapsed. By the way, driven by his own party, his own party. So you got to remember that when Obama took office, he had to fix everything and hand over to this man a $500 million deficit, which he now has raised to $1 trillion. He got handed a great stock market. He got handed fantastic unemployment numbers. And I keep asking myself, is America so racist, so close-minded, that because the black guy did what the white guys could not do, that you would rather break the country down? He was handed a good economy. How can you make it great? It was already great. It has always been great. Does America have problems? Of course. I mean, we come back to the founding fathers. They were racist. They used blacks to gain their independence from England. Ben Franklin used the American Indians in a very negative way to get money and funding for the war here. And even today, all we see when we look at cowboys and Indians is that the Indians are scalping and killing white women and their children because it started from there. But we have gotten better, and we will continue to get better. That's what life is all about, evolving to be better from what you were years ago. And if you're a child, you grow, you mature, you learn, your positions change, and hopefully you become a better person to help everyone. You need to pay attention to the wording that they're using and the way that they're taking control of your mind to the point where you're not thinking. So I just wanted to mention that because the host has been talking about it and it's very, very relevant. We've got several things we have got to cover, people. And one of them has to do with a recent Supreme Court decision in Department of Homeland Security versus New York. Remember from day one when Trump, before he even took office, he started talking about Mexicans and Arabs and Muslims and this one and that one. He started putting executive orders to restrict people from coming here. He won't call the terrorists who are Americans killing Americans terrorists, but everybody else is bad. They're killers, they're rapists, they're all kinds of things. Well, the Supreme Court under Roberts and Gorsuch and all these other guys decided to reinstate his harsh immigration policy, which he just did in January, where he's restricting or excluding anybody that is a lower income immigrant. Gotta watch this stuff. And I know a lot of people are celebrating, oh, he's getting rid of the Mexicans. We don't need these brown people, Africans. We don't need them here anymore. All kinds of things. But guess what? You have low wage immigrants that come from Europe, from Canada, from all these European countries. So it'll be interesting to see, is he excluding them? Just like he decided pregnant women can't enter the country anymore. Not, doesn't even have a policy of how you're going to decide whether they're Americans, whether they're pregnant. I guess they're going to have a test, stick something up your vajayjay, and then decide that you're pregnant. Because if you're not showing and you are pregnant, I don't know how they're going to figure it out. People, pay attention because this affects you as immigrants. We're all immigrants, including Trump and all William Barr, Mitch McConnell. They're Irish, a lot of them Irish and Scotland and Scottish. They didn't come here, they weren't here initially. The only people that were here initially were the American Indians, which we killed most of them off, and Mexico. Why? Because the majority of America was Mexican land. Mexican land that we either fought and took away or bought for a little bit of nothing. You want these people to disappear from the face of the earth? Because you've decided this is now America, you don't belong here. This decision is very interesting. You know why? Because Gorsuch, along with Mr. Barr, have decided that federal courts should not have the power to issue injunctions against a policy that the federal government or the president puts in place through his executive orders. You know what that means, people? Police state. Now they can do whatever they want and you have no way of going to a court and getting the issue resolved and going through normal process to the Supreme Court, who may or may not decide the lower court was right. I don't need to listen to this case. Their decision stand or it doesn't stand. Now you don't have that option. And the interesting thing is, when you read the case, they talk about all the control that the Republicans now have in the federal courts across the country. So even if you got a Democratic president in office, the Republican-controlled courts, federal and Supreme Court, can keep the president from making any policies now. When I helped with the election in 2016, I told everyone that I called, If you don't want to vote for Hillary, please make sure you vote for the Senate. The courts are appointed. The members of the court are appointed by the president and the Senate. And if you cannot block these appointments or at least get moderate judges that are working in the interests of America, in the interests of the Constitution, we are doomed. We are now here because nobody paid attention. Everybody was too busy looking at the movie of Donald Trump, and they just disregarded everything he said because it was cute. Because this old guy, he's so cute. Oh my God, he's got a show called The Apprentice. Of course he can run the country if he can be on a show called The Apprentice. And that's what you fell for. And he makes sure, along with his party, that he puts policies in place that are hurting us, taking food away from your children. So you gotta go and read Department of Homeland Security versus New York and read the opinion of the Supreme Court judges, William Barr, and what they're trying to do with the federal government.
Now, when you look at what my alter ego said, and by the way, it's my ego that said we're gonna call it the alter ego because I like the initials AE. Anyway, so pardon me. Bottom line is, when you look at what happened, Trump ran a business. Do you know how many different businesses we have in this country? And how many are global, how many are gigantic, how many are small? He has never successfully really run a business. In fact, as I pointed out, even The Apprentice was the idea of an illegal immigrant who wanted to have an East Coast show because he had a successful West Coast show. I believe it was The Survivor. So this illegal immigrant, who should have been kicked out under the principles that Donald espouses, and then when you look at the movie industry when it started, forget the names that these actors and actresses picked. You didn't just have, as Donald would prefer, getting people from the Slavic or Finnish countries that are all white and blonde. Come on, the bottom line is you had these people from Ireland and Scotland where part of his own parentage comes from, that were redheads with ruddy complexions. So the bottom line is this country is made up of people from all over. And we've thrived and grown because we generally focus on achievement. And achievement doesn't mean putting other people down. It means putting things into work, staying ahead of other people, developing science and math and everything else that we need. We've gone through the nonsense before. We should know better. We just figured, let this guy go. Please, this is not a company, America. America is a government that protects us and makes sure our laws are followed so that companies can thrive and be respected when they go other places. Not under him, because under him, only his edicts are going to count. And that's what the Senate has almost finished at this point. So anyway, let me let my alter ego talk about some of the questions we got in.
So Brian Edward Moore, this is the message I need to hear this morning. Bravo. So his question is, can you cite the case so you may read it? Oh, I love when people are interested in reading cases. It's very important. The name of the case is Department of Homeland Security versus New York. Please read it and also read the comments and from the judges. Very important because those comments, whether they are positive or negative, can be policies in the future. A lot of people just read the case, but they don't read the opinions of the judges. And the opinion of Neil Gorsuch is right in line with William Barr, who's a very dangerous person. So please make sure you read it. So now I want to talk about, we're still continuing with the impeachment, and I want to talk about that a little bit. It's really over. We know it's over. They decided not to have witnesses. Personally, I never liked John Bolton because he's always for wars. He does have some very racist way of looking at things. They tried a few times to confirm him into a position within a cabinet, and it didn't happen. So, what did Trump do? Circumvent, like he's done with all his minions. He circumvents having them to actually get confirmed. By the way, that's against the Constitution. That's not supposed to happen. But hey, senators, we somehow have allowed shadow governments and shadow people to run the country.
Let me just comment on that. When you make a temporary appointment because Congress is at a session, so you use that to stick someone in there, if you really look at it, it means you needed to fill the space because something had to be done. But when Congress gets back, you should put them in, they should vote on them. You don't leave the person in there forever.
That's correct. But, you
The
know,
only
hey.
person who should be temporary in this government is the man who I've said is invalid as president.
So we have a government that's being run by friends in Mar-a-Lago, people we don't know. They don't have a cabinet position at all. Appointments because I say so. A Senate that has decided that they, under the Constitution, is willing to give up their power. And when Trump this trial finishes in another day or two or three, he will now become worse on steroids. And if he ever wins another 4-year term, he will completely take over the country. Because right now, we only have one side of the three branches of government that's working, and that's the House of Representatives. We no longer have a Senate, and we no longer have the courts. It's now under control of the presidency. And if this is what you people wanted, and I'm speaking to older people now, you've come to this country. Some of you don't have anything. A lot of you have something. You left your countries complaining about the fact that you couldn't do what you wanted to do. You couldn't, you know, serve your God the way you wanted and make the money the way you wanted. And suddenly you're okay with going back to what you left. Why do you leave your dictatorship countries to come to America and create the same thing you left? We all understand, those of us who are paying attention, that Trump is being guided by Putin. If you're not paying attention to what Putin is doing with Russia and their laws and their legislator and him taking total control and never having to run for office again, this is the track we now have here in America. So he didn't testify, Bolton. I personally consider him a coward because he could have done it in the House. He refused to do it. He had his little book deal, and he figured that his buddies in the Senate, who are pariahs, they are going to turn against you because it's all about them. Friendship really doesn't matter. He figured they would call him and subpoena him, and then he could tell his story. But guess what? They didn't do that. But I do believe that he has all of this planned with the president, the senators. You know why? Because now he can go ahead, publish his book, make all his money, and then he'll be fine. So we have been screwed again, once again. And if you notice in the impeachment, they kept bringing up the Mueller report. I personally believe the House should have also incorporated the Mueller report because the president was never absolved. William Barr came out and made up a story because he knows most people in America do not read. The voters don't read. They want it quick and simple. They don't want to spend the time. I have both of those sections of the Mueller report. I've read it. Why? Because if you don't read it, anything they tell you, you're going to go along with. I have from Brian Moore, Edward Moore again from Facebook, all judges should have term limits and we should vote on them. Here is the problem with what you're saying. Because here in Florida, we vote for judges. Most people don't know who the hell these judges are. You know why? Because you don't read their cases, you don't follow how their decisions are made. They go up for election and they generally get reelected because the population doesn't really know what they do and who they are. So that's a problem there. If voters aren't getting engaged in your day-to-day politics of your city, your community, and your state, how are you going to get, you know, enlightened about your judges?
And let me say that this has been a question throughout time of term limits. Term limits are saying a person can only do so much damage if you only allow them for a period of time. There's also the problem when it deals with the study of law and, you know, discretion that you have, precedents that you should be following that we've embedded in our laws. You want someone who understands all of this. The problem is, as my older ego has said, is generally people don't pay attention to who the judges are unless they have a case that's affecting them or they have someone they know who's been hurt by something a judge did. They don't pay attention, and we keep paying to have someone in there who may be counter to what's good for us. So the way we pick judges and the rest of it is a subject that we can discuss. There are many other methods we can use, and we don't want accumulated knowledge to be there. Remember, part of what happened in the Senate, they picked this dream team of lawyers to represent the president who have all of this great experience that none of us could afford because they don't do our cases. They only do people with a lot of money and a lot of power. And so they try and push something that they are paid to do. As I said, the key thing was Bolton talking in the public is no different than them talking in the Senate. They're not a witness. It's not testimony. The crap they were putting out is just their dialogue, period. So, Facebook question. What do you feel is a solution? I've said this before, and I was about to bring it up, so I like this question because it leads into. I was going to say, I've been repeating. We have 300 plus million owners of the country. We each have one share of the country. Now, a majority of us who aren't children are voting age, okay? We have a terrible record of people coming out to vote because your vote sets who's in there. So once you understand that no matter how much money they spend, if you do the research, if you think about what they're saying, if you understand how it's affecting you, okay? The principle of freedom and free enterprise. When you understand that they're getting away with this nonsense, it's because if we get 55, 60% usually coming out in a presidential election, it's a big deal. The people were upset because they were apathetic, didn't come out when Trump won. So they all were in the streets protesting right after he won. Then in 17, they made a few elections that they hoped would help. 18, they came out and changed the face of the House of Representatives, where they put the budget and hold the purse strings. Trump's been working around that in many different ways, calling emergencies. He doesn't need to call emergencies if the Senate votes him acquitted, in effect. He will say, I don't even need to ask you anymore. I'm right. I can say what I want and do what I want. This is how a country loses its freedom. So my solution is that all of us, no matter what people spend, listen to everybody. Don't get confused. Ask questions like you're asking here. This is what our democracy is all about. Get together with friends, discuss it, and get out there. And if you have to, I would love to see 75 to 80%. As I said, if the Democrats, the independents, progressives, liberals, and the Republicans came out, the Republicans wouldn't hold any office. I'm not against Republicans. I'm against the ones who are there and embedded and work like a cabal, period.
And I do want to also add to what's the solution. People, and I will say it for the individual that asked about the case earlier, please go and read the Federal Election Commission versus Citizens United. Your Supreme Court allowed unfettered money into the election process. So anybody now, from foreigners to multimillionaires, can pour money into elections. Before, you couldn't do that. It had to be under control. I personally believe that every candidate should be given $1 million from the federal government, and you go ahead and spend it any way you want for your election. You get no more than 4 months, and after that, we hold an election. Instead of what's going on today, this whole year and a half, where they're just collecting money and collecting money, and everybody's doing whatever they want. And the other thing to do is to not allow them to lie and smear someone when there is no proof. They should not be allowed to put those kinds of advertisements up. That's what you can do. But you can also write to your Congress and say, we need laws that restrict what Citizens United is allowing people to do. The interesting thing is with the Supreme Court, they also decided that a corporation is a person. That was never the case. We actually, as individuals, should be suing every person that's running a corporation, because now they're not just a corporation, they're a person. So they cannot be hiding behind the veil of companies. These are the things, people, that we could do to change it. But it requires a movement. I am surprised that nobody is out in the street. Nobody's protesting. Nobody's calling. Nobody's doing any of this. Why, people? Why aren't you creating a movement to force now the fact that we will not tolerate what the House, what the Senate is doing, what the Supreme Court is doing? These people need to hear from you. Brian Edwards
says... Let me just get this one and expand on something the alter ego said. When she said looking at the case with Hobby Lobby and arrest and allowing more money in there, think of it this way. Every person has a vote, rich or poor. But when you allow a corporation, which isn't the person, they don't come in, they don't show an ID, they don't get a separate ballot. But when they get to spend more money than you can, they get extra votes because they get to influence the vote. It was one of the dumbest decisions ever made. But we can go around it by saying, okay, who's running? Let me look up Wikipedia. Let me look up sites where everybody contributes. Let me look up where they were born, what they did. Don't just take the junk that they put out there, because anybody can give you cute commercials, and they do it to offset each other. The question from Brian Edward Moore, could you imagine if Obama pulled these stunts? They would have railroaded him. But let me just say this. When you look back at the last 6 or 8 presidents, it was Republican, Democrat, Republican, Democrat. One of the easy explanations was, and believe me, I am not anti-Republican. As I said, my favorite current 100 years president is Eisenhower, a Republican. But they said, after Eisenhower, you had a Republican who left us with debts or a bad set of situations in the country. A Democrat came in. They couldn't just run the country and build it a little more. They had to fix it. By the time they were done fixing it, they put another Republican in, who again did what they wanted and took it down. The next Democrat had to fix it. Are we so dumb that we want to keep going through this? As I said, we'd be better off, because we have the power. If 75 to 80% of the public came out to vote, and you don't like what's going on, no matter what those people call themselves, vote them out and vote someone else in. That's all.
So I really, really want to talk about what's really even funnier is Mr. Trump's border wall. We're wasting money. We took money from the military, family, and children. Military people, you should be paying attention. You should not be going along with everything this president is doing, just because you have the big bad wolf just blowing smoke every day. You're fighting wars to keep wealthy people in power and make sure their kids enjoy yachts, beautiful homes, private planes, and then get on TV and tell you what you're not doing right, even though they don't even know what it is to work. So they're taking food from your families, decent housing, decent schools for their children, so that he could build a wall that was never and still isn't necessary. So now what do we have? He spent all this money building a wall that a 37 mile per hour wind blew over. Oh, by the way, we have mentioned to you before that he's built a wall that a basic saw that you can go to Home Depot and get, you can break through it. But he's a great builder. You're right. He's a great builder of lies. He's a great taker of money. He's a great taker of making sure he's getting money on the back end for himself and his son-in-law's construction company and all the buddies that he's actually hiring to do these jobs that give him kickbacks. So he's right about that. He is very great at marketing, lying, hiding, and making it look like it's everybody else, but not him. So you need to think about why do we spend money on walls that a wind or a child can scale and all of these other things. What's the purpose? So that you, who don't even live anywhere near the borders with Mexico, can feel good about yourself in these little small states, little communities, little country bunky areas. You want to feel like you are part of the process? No, you are not going to be the ones that he's going to want, just like Hitler. And he said it before, why would I put a poor person in my cabinet? Why would I put a stupid person in my cabinet? He called Sessions a dumb Southerner. Are you not listening to these words, what he's saying to you? He's insulting you. He looks down on you, but he knows. He needs you to keep the racist crap going so you can put him back in office.
Let me just say, when you start to see things, because we live in this visual world with the internet, with TV, with movies, two simple things to understand. One, someone shaming or intimidating by calling you a name. We usually refer to it as bullying, but let's just call it simple. They call you a name. They're fat, they're a slob, they're this, they're that. Understand that anybody who just labels someone with a name has given you no facts. They've given you an opinion that's simply, I want you to disregard this person. Now, at the same time, there's a great history, even before America, but in America, of what we call satire. And way before America, a lot of writers wrote that way to make a point, even in governments that were dictatorial. Okay, when you really read it and understand what they were talking about. So satire. You have what's his name again? On a tonight, not the Tonight Show, not Jimmy Fallon, the other guy.
Oh, yes, Colbert.
Colbert. Colbert is a satirical guy, well educated, good mind, reads a lot, has a good staff. What did he do the other night with this wall blowing over? He made a cute thing to make the point, the guy and the fence falling on the little cute Trump thing. But in the thing he put together to get your attention, he showed you factual things. Trump, the master builder, telling you, I know how to build, I know how to develop. Anybody who goes into a home improvement store because they want to put a fence around their yard, they will teach you. They run classes. You dig a hole, you put a post in. But if you just put the post in, it ain't gonna stay there right. You've got to put something to anchor it. How deep is it? Do you put concrete around it? In a boat, they call it a rudder or ballast that keeps the boat upright. They put the fence in, they saved all the money on the concrete they didn't put in the ground. Because that money that they didn't spend, the companies he gave those contracts to were able to donate to his campaign, make reservations at his hotel. People, this is not hard to understand. I've explained this a million times. My background is finance. I grew up in a working-class construction family that didn't eat if the weather was bad. Okay? So I learned about all of this. You just have to think about what's happened. And he took those billions away from military budgets that were for military families, housing, as my alter ego has said, schooling, food, and other things. He's robbing our own service members' families to put up a fence that is useless except for the money it puts in his pocket. He is down at Mar-a-Lago after he ordered Mitch McConnell. I've told you. He puts at least $1 million a day in his own companies when he goes to Mar-a-Lago. He said he doesn't need the $400,000 a year that we pay him as president. He's right, because he's stealing hundreds of millions from us right in front of our eyes. He thinks we're all dumb. As I said, the solution, We all get off our ass and we vote. And as I said, if they don't give you a copy of your ballot or a receipt, you take your phone out and you make a picture of it. They want to arrest you, let them see if they want to lock the whole town up. Because after the election, we will have proof that we can all email in to prove what we voted for, not who we've been given. That's what freedom is, and we have to serve our own country and defend it by voting.
So I just want to say also, as he's talking about this, people, please pay attention. I mean, I love this country. I came here. I got my education here. I'm from Central America. My family has over 115 years of history here. We came through Ellis Island from different places. We've worked all our lives. All of us are educated. We've made our money. We've lost money. We never used any kind of assistance from the government. But I believe in assistance. You know why? Because when you get into some kind of trouble and you don't have a safety net after you have contributed to the federal budget and state budgets where you live, there's something wrong with that. And I hate the fact that people talk about get rid of welfare, get rid of food stamp, get rid of this, get rid of that. And they forget that you could be in that position. Very wealthy people, including Mitt Romney's family, were on food stamp on welfare. Let's not forget that. They talk a lot of crap, but they used it, and then they want to make sure you don't get it. You have to have your safety net. Our government is not a business. Our government is there to take care of us, the citizens of the country. Lisa Cerniak from Facebook. What about the LGBTQ community? I'm frightened for them, as you should be. You know what? We have what is called the Log Cabin Republicans. Isn't that a joke? They're all wealthy gay and lesbians voters who vote for the same policies that are hurting you. Why would this community vote for these Republicans and put them in power? Why are you doing that? Because they are making sure that you're not going to get anything.
Let me comment on that because I've done it a few times. I believe in our Constitution and the way we founded the country that everybody is equal and should have freedom and rights, not imposed on other people, but the right to live their life the way they see fit, as long as they don't break the general laws. But I've said, do not let a little niche issue, whatever the issue is, not enough funding for my school, they don't give popsicles in a movie, whatever. I'm going to stay home in protest. No, you hurt yourself. Your vote is to help the government put new people in who are going to go in a direction that you prefer or get rid of people who are taking your government in a direction they want. That's it. Don't let a niche issue stop you from voting because you don't see it on the ballot. It's on the ballot, depending on who you put in there to make sure everybody gets their proper freedoms.
Absolutely, and I totally agree with that, people. You have to go and vote for everything. There are too many people, and I had a friend who died who was like that. He believed that he should have all the guns he wanted and smoke wherever he wanted. So, of course, he never bothered to go out and vote because it wasn't on the ballot. How ridiculous is that? I mean, come on, we've got a lot of issues that affect 50 states, the federal government, what we do overseas, what we do in the states, how money is allocated to help you. This man called Donald Trump kicked 700,000 children off the SNAP program, but he spends billions on a wall that can't even stand straight. That money that he spent on a wall could have fed those kids for another 16 years. And come on, people, we have all experienced layoffs, and you cannot always get a job right away. And you have kids you have to feed, and they go to school, and some of them are going to school hungry. Does that make sense to you that you won't even support feeding children who are the future of your country? But he did it. And a lot of you applauded. Oh, yes, he's getting rid of waste in our government. The government is us. It's me and it's you. I mean, come on already. That's who the government is.
The key is everything is on the ballot every time you vote, whether you see it written out. And the people that you allow in there to run your country are the ones who lock people out of things and discriminate. That's the point. Voting helps keep the country's leadership fresh.
Brian, thank you so much from Facebook. Oh, yes, we would be best friends. I used to travel to Chicago often for work, and I love Chicago. So if you have an invite, send us an invite.
And quickly, Chicago, I tell people, the best Mexican food in the United States is in Chicago, because they came up when Chicago was formed as a commercial center to work in the slaughterhouses. So they have generations of restaurants that serve excellent food. Back to other issues.
I really, really want to cover global warming, people. Listen, there's 7 billion plus people on this planet. We're polluting the planet. Trump just got rid of a lot of federal regulations to make sure that our water, our air, and the food that we grow in our soil, it's not contaminated. Well, he just got rid of it. And I don't know how farmers could be applauding, making sure that they can pollute our rivers and our waters. What the heck are we going to drink, people? I don't care how much money you have. We all need the same thing. Water, air, and a good soil to be able to grow food to eat. Those are the basic things that humans need. Everything else is just decorations. The clothes, roof over your head. You can build a hut and live out on outside if you want to. But you need those three basic things. People, pay attention. Look at what's happening in East Africa. You have all these locusts that are swarming all over that part of Africa, eating their foods. Anybody remember the Ten Commandments? Please go watch that movie. And if anybody is religious, Christians, whatever the case might be, go read your Bibles. Locusts was always brought up as the way that the food source was destroyed. Please, people, look at the earthquake just experienced in Cuba and Jamaica, and it was felt all the way in Miami. I hope we don't have any aftershocks tomorrow for the Super Bowl.
These are major plates that were moving, the east and west plates moving against each other. And depending how they grind the next time, that was 7.7. That's a big quake. A couple of tenths and you hit an 8, and Miami will have a few more problems. And again, we have a president who keeps disaster funds somehow tied up so that Puerto Rico doesn't rebuild. This is the great builder. Puerto Rico was an island. He could have done an infrastructure project to prove what a great builder he is, to prove how he can plan, not to prove he could throw paper towels at people.
And I want to remind everybody, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, at AE equals, spelled out, squared. Email us to advertise or to be a guest at AEqualsMCS@gmail.com. Listen to our replays on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Again, Gmail is the letters AE, the word equals, then MCSQ@gmail.com. Facebook, you'll find me at AE, the word equals, MC, the word squared. Instagram, the same thing, AE, the word equals, MC, and the word squared. Just Google. You'll find me out there someplace. We're almost done. But I want to make sure we're never done, because I've always served my country and I'm still trying to. And I hope to do it through you and how you talk to people. You don't have to agree with everybody, but we have to do what makes sense for us as a country.
I want to bring up one more thing right quick. This coronavirus, Wilbur Ross, a very old guy, wealthy guy, feels that we should be capitalizing on the misery of people in this country. He feels that all these companies are going to bring these jobs back to America because look at what's happening around the globe. Guess what? I can tell you that many companies are moving their jobs to Eastern Europe. They continue to move it to India, even though India has had lots of problems over the years. They're not bringing it back here. And we should at least be very careful and thinking about what this virus means. It could be the next black plague.
Look, and Wilbur Ross, as many of his contemporaries, moved all these jobs out to China and other places because they offshored the profits that they took out of our pockets and never put in our treasury and overcharged us for so that they could be wealthier. He's playing with you because that's, even if half of China would die, which I hope none of them do, from that virus, they'll move, as my alter ego said, to other countries. India, Pakistan, there are so many places. Don't be fooled.
Including Russia, because that's the plan of the president to move all of that over to Russia.
Again, we're done for the weekend. Thank you, folks. We'll be back.